Since the dawn of the printing press, many have published leaflets, flyers, and chapbooks on topics dear to them. Some say Benjamin Franklin's pamphlet for a Pennsylvania hospital was the world's first zine. These zines, that's short for magazine, have a history of idiosyncratic expression. After becoming a major force in the punk music scene in the 80s, zines faded a bit in the 1990s. Some became websites. But now a new generation is enjoying the freedom, creativity, and tactile pleasure of these creations. And you're going to have a chance to participate.
You know, we have X-Acto knives, but I encourage tearing.
Ara Fiducia, creative director for Nella Media Group, also teaches design at UH Manoa. She favors the experiential approach.
I'm very casual about it. Just mess
Don't
it up.
Don't let it fool you. Fiducia generates some of the most striking and satisfying images around Honolulu today. Example, Flux magazine and the new tiny adorable incarnation of the formerly throwaway Chinatown. I guess it's a zine. Zine from magazine.
Oh, this one's really cool. This is Mimi's Protagonists of the 21st Century. She's
Mimi
really
created a little
gaming.
Zine, made a plastic sleeve for it, and inserted a CD with possibly images or game program inside. These are highly individualistic. Another zine, seemingly made of a $100 bill, is titled Temporarily Embarrassed Millionaires. Fiducia often chooses a theme and says, pick pictures first.
So they'll grab a stack of magazines and they'll start tearing off images that strike them.
That first open picture selection process says a lot about your aesthetic.
The person will cut that out and go, you know, maybe something will happen with it. And then I'll notice, like, once a group of people have a pile of beautiful torn images.
To jumpstart your design process, Fiducia recommends word lists. Michelle Ganeku, design intern, says they actually use a thesaurus.
Like those two-inch ones.
Say we're doing the theme of food.
Food, you probably start going into, like, the different kinds of tastes. You know, like sweet, sour, savory.
These words conjure colors, music, moods, and lead to more words. Mitchell Fong.
Word lists are sort of a way of writing down your ideas and just kind of expanding your options in a very structured way.
Words, of course, are images too, with evocative typefaces. Graphic designers amplify meaning by understanding how words and images affect us through color, memory, association, and creating a picture collage allows us to do the same. Slyly gluing a martini glass to the hand of the Statue of Liberty.
It has nothing to do with selling anything. It has more to do with, you know, our First Amendment rights and, like, our freedom to express ourselves, and there's millions of different ways to express it.
Since their beginnings, self-published pamphlets and chapbooks have been a forum for ideas outside the mainstream. For the upcoming zine workshop at Mori by Art and Flea, Fiducia's theme is the American dream.
There's something rewarding about working with other people. Just being around other people making is inspiring.
It's part of All That Matters, ATM, a series of free events geared toward activating youth through culture and arts. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.